cowards to define our bravery. And someone's gotta come and kill the pain. Something's gotta make it worth my wait.
Welcome to the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only Campus Roots radio show. Strictly talks hockey. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, whatever you got, give us a call. 204-269-8636. That is 204-269-UMFM. I had to...
That might have been your greatest delayed entry ever.
I had to delay it.
Sorry, I had to check one setting. My bad, everybody. My bad. But
plus, we're super tired today.
Oh,
we're exhausted.
We're all worn out. Hotel Mirror, 3 a.m. lullaby to kick us off there. We'll have them back on at the end of the show to get things going. How's your week been there, Beans? We've had lots of drop-ins these last couple of weeks, so it's going to feel a little weird not having anybody else with us in here
now. My age is starting to catch up to me, I think. And I'm not that old, but it's catching up to me.
How so is that happening?
I don't know. It hurts everywhere.
Well, you know what we got to do? Speaking about catching up. We got to catch up right now. Let's get her going in terms of getting exit songs and everything going for that, because we have Jeff on the phone. Let's bring him in. See if I can bring him in here now.
Bring him in.
Jeff, can you hear us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
It's going well. How's it going with you guys?
Going well. Wonderful. Here, yeah. Going well. So you got to do an exit interview because we've been pushing this back since we had drop-ins come in over the last couple of weeks, and we apologize for that. But we're going to get you on now to talk about San Jose Sharks being eliminated by
Vegas.
Were
they even in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
It seems like it was
they knocked off Anaheim very easily.
That is true. Yes,
it was so long ago.
Are you ready to go? Do you want to get this going here? Are you good to start talking?
Sure. Go
okay.
On.
Here,
ready to roll.
Here comes the song. Whenever you hear the music, go crazy. Okay, we're good. Anytime you're ready, there, Jeff. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was interested in the NHL playoffs, of course, this year, and the San Jose Sharks, much like the Winnipeg Jets, for that matter, ran up against a team that was that outworked them, that deserved to win in every aspect. Fleury was stood on his head for a couple games, I think stole a couple games from the Sharks, and the Sharks didn't have enough guns against the. Against the Knights, after all. Very similar to the Jet series, for that matter. And, well, there's still an aging team. Thornton and Burns are getting on in age. Pavelski is getting on in age. But they do have some young talent coming up, and I think they're going to be around. They're maybe not contending for the Cup just yet, but I think in a couple of years they may have a chance to go up and contend for that Cup.
Right on.
Yeah, and that's about it for the Sharks this year.
Okay, that's perfect. Anything you want to throw in there, Beans, before we go?
As long as he doesn't mean young talent, is meaning Evander Kane.
Let's not
believe that.
I concur with you there. I'm surprised that they would throw all that money at him.
That's a lot of money. We're going to talk about that coming up here as well. But I thought San Jose played pretty well. Like you said, maybe got robbed in a couple of games there as well in terms of just how good Fleury was playing, as you said there, Jeff. But, yeah, San Jose, they hammered Anaheim and then said, we'll take on the Knights. Unfortunately, didn't go well. But, again, we can't say thanks enough for joining us on the contest this year, Jeff.
Pulling for the Sharks, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to see the Sharks and the Jets playing.
That would have been a good series, just because, there would have been a lot of scoring, I think, in that one. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in terms of looking at that, we can't say thanks enough for joining us. And certainly, again, you're welcome to come back next year if you want to come back and play.
We'll keep listening.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for doing this.
No trouble. Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We got a Jeff Probstum, though.
We got to do that for the actual San Jose Sharks here.
To make it official.
Let me just bring him in.
We got to let the man speak.
Hold on. Let me bring him in because he's the only way to make this happen properly is to get Jeff to do this. So let's wait. Hold on. I got the wrong sound clip in there. There we go. Here we are. Here's our man.
Travis Spoken.
Thanks, Jeff.
And Jeff has
Jeff
has now been eliminated by Jeff.
Jeff,
in terms of what's going on.
Popular name on the show today.
We're going to try and get Billy on. Billy is driving right now, though, so it's probably best not to do that. We're going to be safety first here on the Hockey Show.
We encourage hands-free driving.
It sounded like he was doing hands-free, but I think it's going to be a little easier just not.
Doesn't that sound like the opposite of what it should mean?
Well, yeah.
I know what they mean by it, but doesn't it sound the opposite of what it, like, hands-free means it should be more dangerous than.
But we want to be safe. We want to make sure that Billy doesn't have any problems driving around, because it sounded like he was going a bit of a distance there. So, Beans.
I get to do it.
Beans, we're gonna nominate you to cover the Winnipeg Jets, who were eliminated by the Vegas Golden Knights. Are you ready to go, sir?
I think so.
You got a few things to say about this?
I could say a few things.
All right, let's get this going.
I've been told that there's no crying in radio, so I'll try my hardest. I don't know what is more you can say is disappointed. You know, everybody had the big series was Nashville in Winnipeg. Jets got past Nashville, and everybody was like, we're going to the Cup.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And then we ran into some team that nobody's ever heard of before in the Vegas Golden Knights. And, I mean...
Isn't that an Arena Football League team?
Yeah, XFL team or
XFL,
something.
XFL, yeah.
I think Vince McMahon brought them back. I think the problem was Jets kind of seemed like they ran out of gas. That Nashville series really, really took a toll on them. They looked slow. You know, they had one guy going pretty much every night, and that guy was Mark Scheifele, and Vegas took him away. They couldn't get some of their big guns going, like Line A, like Ehlers. Hellebuyck played decent, not up to his standard, I would say, but I think he played okay. I think Paul Maurice got outcoached by Gerard Gallant. Nashville played perfect defensive, capitalized on their turnovers, what they've done all season long. Neutral zone turnovers, big one. Jets just looked slow. They looked like the slower team. Vegas looked like the better team. Better team came out on top. As a Jets fan, I just hope that we can continue this run into next year and keep going.
I'm pretty confident we'll be all right with that. Yeah. You know what else I was gonna throw in there when you were talking about Jets looking a step slow? Man, if there was a game of posts, Jets would have blown out Vegas and every night. They hit more goal posts and crossbars in that series than they hit a lot in the Nashville series as well. But it seemed like they all stayed out in this series. Was the big thing.
And Vegas had the wacky waving inflatable tube guy in net half the time.
Well, yeah, I mean,
making saves.
He was all over the place.
Obviously we see that doesn't always work, because now they're coming up against the Washington Capitals, who are putting six goals behind a guy like Marc-Andre Fleury. So, yeah, I mean, the Jets had some, and it's been said that Vegas had a lot of puck luck during these playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
It has stopped now in this, and they're saying that the puck luck has gone now for Vegas, and it could be over tonight.
That does sound like it might be over, especially with the way that Washington's been rolling in the last couple of games. So, I'm going to use this clip for you just because I have this and we haven't used it yet. I'm going to tally the votes up right now and see where Winnipeg goes. But at the end of the day...
Travis spoken.
I figured that was coming. I figured it was coming. It came.
And we got one more team tonight. Our final team to be eliminated tonight is the Tampa Bay Lightning. We're going to wave Dan into the studio here.
Dan, can you hear us?
I'm going to wave him into the studio. Here he comes.
He looks busy, but he's going to take some time.
He's got himself an exit interview to do to get the Tampa Bay Lightning out of here. Let's bring him in on mic number four down there. Dan, are you there? Can you hear us?
I'm here.
Yeah,
are you
there?
Are you here? We can see you, but are you here?
Are you here? Here we go. Are you ready to talk about the Lightning being eliminated by the Washington Capitals?
What's to talk about?
This is what we're going to find out.
It happened.
Here comes the exit song. When you're ready, sir, have at it.
They should have won. That's all I can say. I'm surprised. I've written out the Capitals every series, and they keep surprising me. So I don't mind Lightning losing to the Stanley Cup winners. I think you know it's fair.
Good
it's,
shot on that.
It's fair, but well, what I remember is from watching the few games that I did. Stamkos did not seem to be a factor.
No, he did not. Nope.
So maybe if he showed up, they could have won. They could have outdueled all the Russians on the Capital team. But,
yeah.
I also thought the Lightning couldn't hold their cool. They were a little hot-headed.
Yeah, there was a few times where bad penalties certainly cost them. So.
I have to admit, I've never watched Survivor. I don't know how this really works.
Well, no, you're doing it right. This is exactly what we want to hear. We just want to see what happened on that point. But
I've never watched Survivor either.
Yeah, I'm not a Survivor guy either, but it's just fun. So anything you want to add to that, Beans?
I think the stat came out that Steven Stamkos has now played in 6 Game 7s has 0 points
in
6 Game 7s.
He's not a Game 7 guy.
Do not count on Steven Stamkos to win the big game for you.
Do you think they should trade him now?
Please, yeah.
Move
there's
on.
Stamkos'
era is over.
Yeah. It's over. I think Washington has proven to be the better team now. I mean, they look like the better team now. After the first 2 games, you thought Tampa Bay was going to win this series, but
I thought the same thing at the beginning of the Columbus series.
Yeah.
I thought Washington was out, and then the same thing at the beginning of the Pittsburgh series.
Oh, yeah.
Washington's out.
You know what's funny though?
After the first game of the Vegas series, I thought Washington was out.
And I like thinking of this too. So if you're Columbus and you lost to Washington, they're like, oh well, technically, if we lost to Washington, if we would have beat Washington, we would be in the Stanley Cup. That's kind of how you feel, right? Like, as you lost to the eventual Stanley Cup champions, and you're like, oh, that technically means that
we're second.
I'm not thinking that's true.
No, I don't think it is. But in your mind, you're like thinking, hey, we were pretty good.
In your mind, you're still
in
one
your
of
mind,
the
fir- you're delusional.
You're still one of the first 8 teams going home.
In your mind, you're delusional. Yeah.
Well, with Washington moving on and playing and being up 3-1 in this series, unfortunately, Dan, we got to pull the old Jeff Probst on you.
Travis spoken.
Out goes Washington. Out goes Tampa Bay.
He tells it how it is. So.
What tribe? It was just Washington.
That's your tribe. Your tribe of the Capitals.
The tribe of Tampa Bay.
Or the Lightning, not the Capitals.
Yeah.
Dan, thanks for playing this year. It was fun. We're glad to have you along. And
do I still win a prize or something?
Your prize is happening right now. You get to be on
with
air
you?
With us.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say here you go. If you want, there's a box out there that's labeled with our show's name. You can grab a bag of chips out of there. Compliments of Lay's.
Oh, my blood pressure will go through the roof.
I'm just giving you the option here. Lay's and their Show Your Emotion contest is coming to an end could be tonight in terms of what's going on.
Playoffs.
Top grand prize that they're offering in that contest, if you're gonna play in that contest, is a trip to Vegas. You could be like Washington and go to Vegas.
For what?
The NHL Awards. NHL Awards.
That's what I was going to say. Awards.
Okay, this is kind of weird, though. Like, they get a team. The Stanley Cup could be won in Vegas. The NHL Awards are happening in Vegas. How come all of a sudden
Ovechkin,
everything's happening
Ovechkin
in Vegas?
Legitimately is just going to live there for the next 2 weeks.
Why not? I would. If I could win a Stanley Cup there, I'd live for 2 weeks.
Yeah, why not? Right?
I remember in the summer, everybody was thinking, next year, I think Ovechkin might go to Vegas next year. And it's like, well, if he wins the cup, I don't think so.
There's still a chance he could go. There's no reason why he can't. They got a ton of cap room.
There's a lot of guys. I'm thinking guys like Carlson, maybe Tavares. There could be
not
I'm
Tavares.
Surprised Kane didn't go to Vegas.
Well, he's there all the time, eh?
I was going to say, he basically lives there, yeah. So you think that he'd be there, but...
He's close enough in San Jose, I guess. It's a hop, skip, and a jump.
So there's... Yeah, he's legitimately an hour flight away. Yeah. So, and it's not like he doesn't have the money to spend now. So
he shows you it.
So there is Dan. Dan, thank you again for playing. We appreciate you joining us on the program and having some fun with that. Listen to Dan's show coming up after ours. It's a Free Range Radio Show live here at 6:30 on 101.5 UMFM.
45 minutes.
45 minutes away. Exactly.
Countdown is on.
But yeah, I want to say thank you to Lay's if it does end tonight. Lay's for sponsoring this this little event that we hold every annual year. Lay's and their showyouremotions.ca contest where
this
they're giving away.
This is the third annual. third annual?
No, we've done it 4 years in a row.
Four years in a row now?
I think so.
Fourth annual Survivor.
Yeah, because I pulled all the clips in, no, fifth. 2013 was the first time, yeah.
Did we miss a year?
The first year, I don't think we did it. Cause,
no, we just didn't do the first year.
Well, because we were brand new and we weren't sure if we were allowed to.
We didn't know what we were doing then. Sure don't know what we're doing now.
Honestly, I'm going to say...
Well, that was a very big blindside.
There you go.
That makes things very unpredictable.
Just like our show.
There you go.
Very unpredictable.
So Jeff Probst, he'll be with us for one more week, possibly.
I'm going to miss him for a year.
We don't get enough Jeff Probst time on this show, I don't think.
We should get more of him in here.
Chance for Terry, who has the Washington Capitals as her team, to wrap it up tonight. John looking to stay alive.
The guy was so disappointed getting Vegas, and he is.
I'm not joking. He has legitimately tweeted me a number of times, "What is going on?" Every time Vegas wins, is this happening for real?
Can the story get any crazier? I don't know. I think it would get crazy if they came back and won. I think if they came back and won this series now.
If they came back and won this series, I'm going to say, again, I have to buy a jersey because I said that I would at the beginning of the season. That if they won the Stanley Cup, I'd buy whatever jersey from whatever player.
Is this
player
just your own?
No, I made that proclamation right here on this radio station.
You did.
At whatever, I think it was a September episode.
Yeah.
That I would go out and buy a jersey, a Vegas Knights Golden jersey, if they ended up winning. And they're legitimately, I mean, they're three wins away.
And they don't look very good right now.
But they could legitimately still pull off the miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, if they would do, oh man. I think this world would implode if that happened.
Maybe. Maybe the hockey world might.
I know it's just hockey, but I think the whole world would implode.
Your thoughts so far on the finals? Let's just knock this out of the park while we still got a chance here.
Honestly, I haven't watched very much.
I'm going to be really honest with you.
Yeah.
I haven't cared much.
No.
I'll tell you why. For me, coming off the high of having Winnipeg in the playoffs and everybody being excited, it's just like that hangover where you're just kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
I caught up on a lot of Netflix in this last
couple of
weeks.
Yeah. There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
That was my big thing. I haven't watched a lot. I mean, we talked about this, that puck luck.
Yeah.
A lot of puck luck not happening for Vegas now. I've heard that rumor come out. Just Washington being overpowering, out-coaching, just being the better team in general, learning from the first loss of the series to Vegas and now dominating the next three games. So
for me, I mean, don't get me wrong, I was watching the game on game four. Washington went up, 3-0? And I was like, okay, game's over, turn it off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they ended up winning 6-2.
Yeah.
But Vegas doesn't even look like they're in the same, like, it looks almost, and I hate to say it this way because Vegas is an NHL team, but it legitimately looks like an AHL versus NHL game right there.
Yeah.
Like, Vegas is doing everything they have to stay in games, but Vegas isn't doing anything to try and take control of the game. And Washington seems to have top to bottom, puck drop to final whistle. They seem to control the game at every facet. If Evgeny Kuznetsov is ridiculous, that dude is going to get a monstrous contract when his contract comes up. I mean, legitimately, you have no... Backstrom doesn't exist anymore. They're just going Kuznetsov and Eller on the power play.
Yeah. Yeah, they look good.
I know Backstrom's hurt. Don't get me wrong. I know Backstrom's still a great player, taking nothing away from him. Yeah. But Kuznetsov has been, in my mind, I know people are saying Ovechkin for the MVP or Holtby for the MVP. In my mind, it's got to go to Kuznetsov. He has elevated his play higher than anybody else.
And I think he is probably playing injured as well. I mean, he's had that.
Well, it's from doing all those dirty birds in the corner. Yeah,
pulled a pec muscle. but no, I mean, I think Vegas this was kind of how they came into the playoffs, how they came into the Stanley Cup was they weren't the possession team. They never had the high possession numbers. They were, let's capitalize off of turnovers. Let's make sure that you can't get quality shots on our net. And hopefully Marc-Andre Fleury stands on his head when they do get quality chances, and that's how they made it here, and it's just not happening for them right now. And the same, you know, the series against the Jets, it all worked for them. This series, it's not. And tonight. Tonight could be it.
Yep. We got a lot of news to go over. It's been 3 weeks since we did
anything.
I do want to say though,
yep.
Our guests from last week, Brandon and Jessica Reed, have been all over Winnipeg.
Yeah, I heard
CJOB the other day. Jessica was back on there yesterday as well at 2:30 talking.
She just radio host.
I'm like, she should just take a get a spot here.
Come take our job.
Exactly, no problem. So congratulations to them. They're having a fantastic time here in Winnipeg, obviously, yep, in terms of what they're doing. And then before that, obviously, we had Reagan Bolton and we had Kenesha Misswagon and Katie Bassett from Balmoral Hall, and they talked all about the winning the National Aboriginal Hockey Championship and obviously playing with Balmoral Hall. Fantastic guests are coming in. We have a busy summer already.
Yeah, I don't know if we were going to mention this at all or not, but Brandon Reed, he won Coach of the Year in Denver.
He did. I was going to bring that up. I actually have the video.
There you go.
In terms of playing that. So I was going to play
we
that.
We talked about that. We said we would mention
Brandon Reed is officially the best coach in the Danish Metaligaen.
Well, he's not in the Danish Metaligaen anymore. He was
officially named top coach, Coach of the Year for last season. So good on them. Good on Brandon. Yeah. And certainly he's earned it over the last couple of years. Really put a lot of work in and deserves the recognition and the kudos he's getting right now, because that was a monumental task he took on. He basically took a team that was down on its in its luck in the Allberg Pirates, did some very good recruiting, worked with a lot of good people over there, and built that team into a championship team. So good for him.
Good job.
And again, he's going to Krefeld, as we heard, going to Germany the next year. Apparently, he's already started recruiting some people over there. I won't break the news in terms of who and what are going there, but there are definitely a few players that have already expressed interest and will join Brandon there next year. Yeah. So we'll bring all those updates in a future episode here.
Awesome.
But yeah, we got a busy summer coming up too. Not sure if anybody's aware of this. If you've been with us for a while on this show, you know we do this every week. We try and come in live and do it every week. That's the key.
We try.
Try and do it live. I think we've had officially one... maybe two pre-recorded shows in the entire history of our show.
That's a lot of shows.
Well, June 28th will be show number 300.
That's how old
I am. No, wait, that's not right. That can't be right. What's June 14th? Let's say 298. No, so June 21st will be show number 300. Excuse me. Can't even do the math right. That's how good
that's
I am.
All right. Math is...
So 299 next week will be the Stanley Cup wrap-up that we're going to do. And then show 300...
How do you guys let us on this long?
I'm not sure, but I'm almost certain the CRTC's going to have to start looking into this. Because
I think they around 100, they were already like, hey, these guys
are a little questionable, but we'll let them go for a while.
And then they forgot.
So show number 300 will happen June 21st. Again, show 300. That's a lot of shows we've done.
We should have like from our entrance theme to the show 300 should be from the movie 300.
So like
gladiators and like Spartans.
This is Sparta.
We should come into This Is Sparta. I don't know. Is there a song? There's got to be a song from it. Like something epic.
Let me see what I can find here. Now that you mention it, here is the theme.
This is what we're going to come into show 300.
I'm going to fast forward this because there's a bunch of quiet stuff at the beginning.
This is the song we're coming into. And I can just envision me kicking people into a dark pit.
I don't want to think of you kicking...
Boom!
Kicking people into dark pits anywhere, but that's okay.
This is the song. We're coming into this song on show 300.
I'm going to...
Just a preview.
That's not a bad show to actually set up there, but we're going to have a number of...
Give them nothing, but take from them everything.
That's what we do.
That's exactly what we do.
Take everything. No, we don't. We're not that type of people.
But yeah, we're going to hit show number... To me, it's amazing that we hit show number 300.
Yeah.
So...
We've been going strong. Where are we, 6 years in? 7 years in now?
6 years, yeah. We'll be seven. Starts the year seven in...
September.
Yeah. That'll be 2019 for us, so...
Wow.
And you think about all the people we've had on this show. Like, there's been a lot of great people we've had on this show. I mean, over the 6 years, you think, you know, how many shows have you guys just got sort of duct taped together and called it even?
A lot.
But don't get me wrong, we've done that a few times.
There's a lot of duct tape going on.
We've done that a few times, but
we've come through.
There's been some pretty impressive people. I mean, again, always going to say it, and I will repeat it till I die. Jared Kiso has been a fantastic guest. I mean, I know he's super busy now with all the stuff going on around Letterkenny.
He's a popular guy.
Dude is a major star now. Good for him. Nathan Dales. We've had Tyler Johnston on. We had Dylan Playfair on from the show. Like, we've had some pretty good guests from that era, that sort of area of the setup in terms of, as a spectrum there. And then you look at some of the guests we've had on otherwise. I mean, Brian McGrattan still gets talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a great show with Brian McGrattan, and I'm super happy we had him on. You look at some of the other, I mean, even some of the early shows where we had, guys that nobody had ever heard of, and you kind of go, who's this guy? And they had great stories.
Yeah, Jared Allen.
Jared Allen's story is still fantastic.
Fantastic.
The fact that he's still playing over in Switzerland, or in Switzerland now, fantastic work by him in terms of getting that going. But Jared Allen, who literally quit hockey and then came back, I mean, I'm glad we had a chance to talk to them. Brandon Reed, Jessica Scott Reed, who, again,
come back every year.
They started with the Moose. They left. Summer, nobody knew where they were for a while, playing in Europe. And then all of a sudden in the KHL, and they're back. And we love to have them on every summer.
We have them on every summer.
And then, I mean, you think about all the other, I mean, again, all the other guests that we've had on from Tom Rinn, who we found out played the amputee hockey, which is incredible. Billy Bridges was here. We had him on. He was fantastic. Great sledge hockey player that he is. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And then we have, again, we're lucky that we get, you know, all the women coming in from the Bisons. And obviously we get, you know, women from coming from the Canadian Women's Professional League, doing a lot of good stuff there in terms of getting that going. That's going to occupy a lot of our summer as well in terms of getting some of these guests coming back.
Talking
now
to people.
They want to come back. That's the key.
You know what? That's probably the best feeling, is that people want to come back.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
It's going to be a busy summer. We'll go over that in a bit. Talk about who's going to come on, who's expected to come on. Let's get through the legal ID. This is a long one. For some reason, they got a 45-second legal ID here. So,
must be,
if you want to have a quick nap, Beans, we might be able to squeeze one in here.
I was going
to
say, it must be running low on funds
here. But let's get the legal ID in here. It's at 6 o'clock, top of the hour. We'll come back. We'll go through all the news in the bottom half of the hour here on the Hockey Show, 101.5 UMFM.
Now let's move on to the camel walk. Move your left foot out in front of you about 6 inches using an action similar to stubbing your toe. Count it like this. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right. Let's try it to the music just to get the feeling of what it's like to do a 4-beat count. Here comes the music. I'll count you through it 4 times and then you're on your own. Ready, set, and begin.
You have your radio tuned to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba at 1200 watts. Teaching the chronically cool how to dance since 1998.
Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right.
That was interesting.
That was probably the most. Were they teaching how to walk like a camel?
Well, they were trying to say like stub, like it's like stubbing your. I'm like, I don't understand this at all. But whatever.
I don't know.
All right, let's get to the news. Let's go through the news here, and we'll get everything going that way. Where do you want to start, Beans? You can pick the location of the world you want to start in.
Well, where do you want to start?
Well, we've got news from all over the NHL. We've got news from the ECHL. We've got KHL news. We've got U Sports news. We've got CHL news. We've got all sorts of MJHL news.
Well, let's start here and then go abroad.
Okay, we'll start close to home. I'm going to start with this one. MJHL, Manitoba Junior Hockey League. You may have heard of this. The MJHL went out and signed a partnership deal with CCM, the manufacturer, hockey manufacturer. CCM will now supply the league with sticks, helmets, visors, pants, and gloves for all 11 teams for the next 4 years. So a big, big sponsorship contract right there for the MJ, which is good to see.
I think the Canadian Junior Hockey League, like the Canadian Junior teams around Junior A teams and Junior B teams, I think they're getting a little more recognition around Canada hockey sport.
Well, they should. I mean, the RBC Cup is a big event.
Big
now,
event.
So,
and I mean, you see a lot of guys coming out of the AJHL and the BCHL getting into the drafts and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think they're getting a good look from bigger companies and scouts and stuff like that. So
we featured MJHL player Mark Tereshchuk a couple weeks ago. Yep. So I mean, we're even dipping into the lower rank.
And they have
ranks,
they have their showcase every year too.
Exactly,
their that showcase.
So they play against the SJHL now, guys, as well. So Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League there. So good for them. Let's go a little bit farther away from where we are right now. Winnipeg Jets news out of Winnipeg Jets land. Patrick Laine wants to be here. Jacob Trouba wants to be here.
Could you have said that a year and a half ago?
you know what? Maybe, but for one, but not for the other. The big thing, though, Patrick Laine is beardless now.
He's still got the stash, though. He kept the stash. You barely could see. It was so hard to see, but you saw.
Well, yeah. Are you pro or anti beard on Patrick Laine?
Well, you know what? Patrick Laine does this every year. This is his tradition. He does not cut his hair all year, and right, the playoff time comes and he grows the beard, just like all the other guys. I don't like it. I mean, it doesn't make him look pretty.
No.
He's not the most handsome guy when he's got it. But you know what? I like that he does it because it's his personality. It's his, you know, he doesn't care what he looks like. He's out there playing hockey. He's having fun. He doesn't care what people think. Why would he care what I think? So
you know what? Score goals and grow your beard all you want.
Go get your 50, Patrick, and we'll be done with that.
Okay, so let's branch out here now. We're going to hit mostly NHL news because that's next in terms of what's going on. Let's start with former Winnipeg Jets former Winnipeg Jet and Edmonton Oiler, and now former Prince Albert Raiders assistant coach Dave Manson has joined the Bakersfield Condors in the AHL as an assistant coach. So Dave Manson moving up in the world.
He would be terrifying to hear him yell at you.
Because you get that raspy voice after getting hit with the puck there. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't think that he could yell at you, but maybe he can, and then it would sound terrifying, I think.
I think it would be terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm sure I believe he was here in Winnipeg in, like, the early 80s, but Tampa Bay Lightning and assistant coach Rick Bonus have mutually agreed to part ways, to split their...
Where's he from? I thought he was from here.
I don't know. He's been here for a while. But
I'm going to look it up.
He was in Ottawa for a while. He was in Arizona.
Rick Bonus.
I'm going to ask you this because I asked you this before the show.
Yes.
Scott Hartnell, who we saw here in Winnipeg playing with the Nashville Predators, has been informed that he'll be an unrestricted free agent after the Predators announced that he will not be offered a contract for next season. So my question to you, would you offer a Matt Hendricks-esque contract to a Scotty Hartnell?
I don't think I would. I just think that's just, again, prolonging someone's career down in the AHL a little bit longer that maybe could come up and play. I know he's that grit. Maybe the Jets need a little bit more of that grit. But I think you can get that out of Adam Lowry and Andrew Kopp. I think you can get that out of those guys. You just have to tell them that's what they got to do. Give them the job to do.
That's what you got to do. Let's go through the succession of what happened in ACC land. So Kyle Dubas was eventually named the GM for Toronto Maple Leafs. Everybody probably knows the story here. Kyle Dubas named as Toronto GM, which forced Lou Lamoriello into a consultant role, which I know he's not very happy with. And Mark Hunter decided to leave the Maple Leafs after Kyle Dubas was named the GM. Okay? We all got places to go, people to see. And then we find out that Lou Lamoriello joined the Islanders as president of hockey operations. I made the comment on the day that they were getting ready that Gar Snow should start updating his resume immediately. And sure enough, a week later, Gar Snow and Doug Waite were fired in their current positions, but will remain with the club.
Oh, wow.
Major reason probably being that Gar Snow has 4 years left on his contract.
You have to still earn your money, Garth. We're not just going to give it to you.
So not only does Lou embarrasses you and then humiliates you by saying, listen, you were the GM, you're now going to be a scout. go be a scout.
Go be a scout.
So that opens up lots of doors. Yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I just talk about Rick Bonus a little bit. Rick Bonus, he played for the Jets, 82-83. Oh, sorry, that was wrong. 82-83, he did play for the Jets. And then he... No, that's wrong. Just wait. 80-81, I was looking at coaching. And then he coached for...
82-83.
And then he coached for the Sherbrooke Jets.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
But then he came back and he coached for the NHL Jets for a few seasons. So assistant coach and whatever not. He was all over Winnipeg.
He was a Winnipeg guy for a long time.
So he was around Winnipeg.
Oilers, cleaned house, except for Todd McClellan. McClellan somehow kept his job. So they needed to replace some guys around him.
Yeah.
The recently fired Glenn Gullitson and Trent Yanni from the Calgary Flames, they headed north up the highway to join Edmonton as assistant coaches.
Because that went well in Calgary.
Wow, that was a hell of a season by Calgary.
That's just one of those guys. This seems easy. Let's just hire the guys that came that are closest.
And then Swift Current Broncos head coach, Manny Viveros, he decided to leave the Broncos in the WHL and join the assistant coaching staff of Todd McClellan as well. So former Broncos head coach Manny Viveros will join the Edmonton Oilers for this season as well. Sounds like they got themselves a heck of a coaching staff there now.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to help those Edmonton Oilers if you still got the same GM in charge of your team.
I'm not going to say anything, but
I don't think it's a coaching problem. I think rumor, it's the guys you're bringing in.
Apparently, news today out of Oilers land is that is that Milan Lucic is open to a trade.
But they're not going to get anything back.
And Peter Chiarelli is willing to sweeten the deal.
Now, if you're the Jets, would you pick up a guy like Milan Lucic?
Absolutely not.
No?
I'll tell you right now, if I'm Philadelphia, who has $30 million in cap space,
yeah,
and Chiarelli came to me and said, listen, we'll give you Lucic and Klefbom for, I'm going to throw out a name here, for Shane Goss to spare. If I'm Ron Hextall, I've already hung up the phone.
Yeah, it's probably right. Maybe get a guy like Jordan Wheel or something like that.
I don't care who you get. It's not going to make up for how terrible Lucic played.
How many years does Lucic have in his contract?
About three dozen.
At $30 million a season?
So that was the news out of Edmonton today. Nashville assistant GM and former Winnipeg Jet Paul Fenton. He'll head north. He's going to be the new GM of the Minnesota Wild, which I think is a fantastic deal. He was the guy doing most of the behind-the-scenes work for David Poile there, so good signing there by the Minnesota Wild. Boston University head coach David Quinn will take over as the New York Rangers head coach on a deal that will see him stick around for 5 years and $12 million. That's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't coached one iota of NHL talent.
Hasn't coached a guy over 24 years old.
Great, great run at Boston University. But we've seen guys come into the NHL who've had, quote-unquote, great runs elsewhere and fail miserably, Willie Desjardins.
And he had some great players on those Boston U teams, too. Guys like Jack Eichel.
Guys like Brady Tkachuk.
So maybe it's not so much.
No.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of money to give a guy that's never coached in the NHL.
That's insane money, if you ask me. Yeah. Montreal re-signed goaltender Antti Niemi, so I'm not sure why they would do that, but they decided to do that anyway, considering they gave Charlie Lindgren, a deal last month.
Yeah. It's Mark Bergevin doing Mark Bergevin things.
Yeah. No comment on that either. Ottawa re-signed defenseman Patrick Seeloff to a two-year, two-way extension. Not that that matters. He's probably going to play in Binghamton or in wherever he's going to play next year. Who cares? Gabriel Bork signed a one-year contract extension with the Colorado Avalanche. I thought Bork had a decent season. Not great, but not bad. As per Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman, New York Islanders are going to take a shot at unrestricted free agent Ilya Kovalchuk. Obviously, their first setup is to make sure that they get a guy by the name of Tavares back under contract.
Do you think that's going to be a mistake for whoever signs him?
It depends on cost. Because if you can get him cheap, and he puts up 20 goals, you're not. But if he comes in and says $4 million a season and only puts up 20 goals...
Well, he was saying he wants something around six.
If he wants six, he's going to have to literally get somebody like drunker than out of their mind to draw up that contract.
Well, San Jose is looking drunk all
the
time.
I was just about to jump onto that because Evander Kane decided to sign an extension with the San Jose Sharks. Should have signed with Colorado.
Yeah.
With San Jose Sharks. 7 years, $7 million per for a total of $49 million for a guy who legitimately has had one decent season in the NHL, and that was many moons ago.
And has proven year in and year out to be so troublesome.
Doug Wilson, who clearly in a moment of insanity, also not sure what he was doing, but included a modified no-trade clause where Evander Kane can pick the three teams he wants to go to if he decides he wants to be traded out of there.
But then you just don't trade him. If you're stuck with that, then you don't trade
him. If you're stuck with that, you just drag him out back and shoot him. Don't get me wrong, but that's the only way to get out of that contract. He's dead.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, and I know that I think in that contract is front heavy, quite front heavy.
It is. And there's a $12 million signing bonus that's spread it over a number of years as well. Yeah. So $12 million of that $49 million is going to thanks for just putting pen to paper.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's way too much. And again, this is where I have a real problem with this, because what other GM was going to come in and offer that kind of money for Evander Kane as a free agent?
No, I think if you could have got him at five.
You could have got him at four, probably, yeah. Because there was no GM, not even Tim Murray, who loved him in Buffalo. Not even Tim Murray would re-sign that guy.
No.
I don't know. Yeah. It makes no sense to me.
Either way, Kovacic should go because Doug Wilson is drunk.
Possibly. You never know. Todd Nelson, great guy, former Oilers bench boss. He was the head coach of the AHL's Grand Rapids Griffins. He'll join Jim Montgomery's staff in Dallas as an assistant coach. Great power play guy, too. Todd Nelson should get that power play back on track there with all those weapons they got in Dallas.
Yeah, should be good to see. They still need to improve that defense.
From the competition committee, goalies are going to be required to wear the new chest protectors starting next season. If you haven't heard, the new chest protectors will feature sloped shoulders. The actual protector in the front will be more contoured to the body. They'll have thinner forearms and elbows in terms of the padding that's on there. And they're generally called, quote-unquote, less boxy in terms of the way they look. So goalies will have a few more holes to cover now in terms of not looking like JSG Gare, where you could just stand there like a tank and take shots off of chest.
Goalies are going to start asking if they can play with sponge pucks pretty soon, because they're not going to be able to wear anything.
But I think the issue isn't that they can't be protected. I think the issue is that you can't just legitimately go in there and look like you're a sumo wrestler.
Like JSG Gare.
like JSG Gare. So, yeah. I don't know. I think that's a good move by the NHL in terms of finally enforcing that. That sounds like it's a good idea.
Get some more goals on the board.
ECHL. The Blues have extended their affiliation with the Tulsa Oilers for 1 year. Tulsa Oilers used to be an affiliation with the Winnipeg Jets, but St. Louis grabbed them after the Jets moved their affiliation to the Jacksonville Icemen. There's also two new ECHL teams, the Mariners of Maine and the Newfoundland Growlers. Newfoundland Growlers.
Growlers.
Will join. Mariners of Maine will be affiliated with the New York Rangers, and the Growlers will be affiliated with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Mm. So Maple Leafs going back to the island, back to Newfoundland,
Newfoundland,
to get that going. And the Orlando Solar Bears, who used to be the ECHL affiliation of Toronto, now looking for a new partner.
The Growlers, actually, that's a pretty good logo.
It is a pretty good logo. I thought it was pretty good.
It's just like a big dog.
But that's exactly what it's about. And they explained the whole thing in the press conference about how, you know, the Newfoundland dog, how the Newfoundland dog is resilient and strength, and it's all about, you know, rescue and, you know, being strong in the line of fire and all that kind of stuff. And so it was actually a really good introduction. I'm really interested to see what the jerseys are going to look like with the colors they've picked.
Yeah. Almost like Vegas.
That's what I thought, is that they look a lot like Vegas at first, but we'll see what happens.
Gold and black.
We'll go to the East Coast. First, I want to congratulate the Acadia Bathurst Titan, who defeated former Winnipeg Jets head coach John Paddock and the Regina Pats last Sunday, a couple Sundays ago, 3-0. To claim the 100th Memorial Cup, so that's a big, big win, number one. The other big reason is big. Bathurst, Nova Scotia is the smallest city to win the Memorial Cup. They have a population of just under 12,000. But the smallest city to win the Memorial Cup since Flin Flon, Manitoba did it back in 1957. The Flin Flon Bombers won in 1957. Flin Flon has a population of about 10,500.
Was that back then or now? They have 10,500.
That was back then. So okay. The smallest cities at that time. It's also the first Memorial Cup for the Titan in the franchise's 49-year history. They went through Laval. They were in a couple different names there, the Voisin, the whatever. But the franchise's 49-year history, it's the first time they've ever won. And it's kind of surprising considering some of the names they had playing for them, Mike Bossy, Mario Lemieux, all those guys never won a Memorial Cup. Hmm. And it's only the second time the team has played in the Memorial Cup since relocating from Laval in 1998. In 99, they went 0-3 and they missed the medal round. So big, big accomplishments for the T-Tan this year.
Good job. Yeah, I watched a bit of that game. They looked offensively like the powerhouse.
You know what? And they look fast. Yeah, like that was the thing.
Skilled.
I was like,
fast and skilled. Yeah.
Woo. See that move by was it Vial when he scored the second goal, where he came in and looked like he was going to pass across and went between his legs and threw it across. That's incredible. So good on the T-Town. They deserve this win. They were by far the best team at that tournament in terms of the way they looked. And another big move, the UNB Varsity Reds women's hockey team will officially rejoin the AUS, the Atlantic University Conference, in terms of what they're doing there, and U Sports Women's Hockey, making them the 34th U Sports team, on Saturday, October 13th, when they host the Mount Allison Mounties at 7 p.m. It will be the first regular season Varsity Reds women's hockey game since February 16th, 2008, some 10 years, 7 months, and 27 days ago.
It's a long time not to have hockey.
It's a long, long time.
Especially when their men's program is so strong.
And not only so strong, but consistently so strong. Like, yeah. I mean, year after year, they're one of the top teams. Yeah. Paige Grenier, she's from Olds, Alberta. She was the very first recruit to sign with UNB Women's Hockey. So there's a little bit of trivia for you if anybody asks. Paige Grenier, the first player in the newly revamped women's hockey program there.
There you go.
All right, you ready to go? Ready to go to the east?
Go.
Hop across the ocean?
Across the pond. Let's go.
Lots of KHL news for people that want to know KHL news. Let's start with a guy we know here in Winnipeg. Alexander Burmistrov signed a 2-year extension with Akbars Kazan.
Because he wasn't signing here.
I don't think anybody would have wanted him back, but that's okay. Again, he won a championship. He won the Gagarin Cup over there.
Yeah.
Anton Volchenkov, speaking of guys that we recognize, Ottawa, New Jersey, and Nashville, in terms of who he played for. He signed with Torpedo Nizhny Novgorod, so good for him in terms of getting a new place to play. Former Avalanche, former Calgary Flames goaltender, Kari Ramo. He played with Jokerit last year for the season. Going to Avangard Omsk, the former Yager home. Former Flames head coach Bob Hartley, former Atlanta Thrashers head coach Bob Hartley, former Colorado Avalanche head coach Bob Hartley going to Avangard Omsk as well to coach there, so good on him. He's got a new job. I guess nobody here in North America wanted him either. Jonathan Blum, who husband of Emily Blum, who we've had on the show before, speaking of great guests we've had before, played with Admiral Vladivostok and HC Sochi last year. He signed a new deal with Torpedo Nizhny Novgorod as well. So Volchenkov and Blum could be your new top pairing there in Torpedo.
There you go. That's a great name.
Torpedo. Victor Louvre, you might recognize him from former Toronto Maple Leaf, former Marley, former New Jersey Devil, former Minnesota Wild, former Iowa Wild. Victor Louvre, he signed a deal to play in Jokerit next year in the with the Finns, so good for him. Nikita Filatov, former Columbus Blue Jacket, former Ottawa Senator. 1-year deal with Spartak Moscow. It's amazing to see how some of these guys get drafted super high and don't do anything, right? Alexander Svitov played with the Ducks. He was on the Ducks team that went to the final against New Jersey 10, 15 years, whatever it was.
Yeah. The Korea incident?
He was in that game, I believe, yes. He's on a 1-year extension with Akbars Kazan as well, so he'll come back and try and win another tournament with the Snow Leopards. Former Manitoba Moose defenseman, I say former because he won't be playing here next year. Former Manitoba Moose defenseman, Kirill Godovets. He's going home to, well, not home, I guess, but he's going to play with Dynamo Minsk, so.
Closer to home.
Won't see him in Moose colors next year. Yaroslav Lokomotiv. They've announced that they're going to trade Canadian Olympian and former Maple Leaf Brandon Kozun. They had a deal set in place to trade him to Minsk, but that fell through, and they will now look to deal him elsewhere. But they've announced that he will not be back with the team next year. Ben O'Connor, whose name doesn't ring a bell for anybody because he's never played really anywhere outside of his home country, but he made history becoming the first ever KHL player to sign a contract from the UK, from Great Britain.
There you go.
He'll be suiting up with Baris Astana next year in Kazakhstan.
Little Winnipeg?
It was Little Winnipeg. Not anymore. We got all those Winnipeg guys are leaving.
Yeah.
Ryan Stoa, who played for Colorado and Washington. He played with Spartak Moscow last year. He'll sign up for a 1-year deal, looks like, in Tractor Chelyabinsk next year. So Ryan Stoa. And then Nikolai Kuhlman, probably the biggest name of all the names we've listed so far. Former New York Islander Nikolai Kuhlman signed a 1-year deal worth $3.2 million annually. Looks like it's a 1-year. Maybe it might be 2-year. I didn't write down the actual year there. I think it was a 2-year. Anyway, he'll go play with Metallurg Magnitogorsk as well. So good on him finding a home. KHL also announced a few minor details for their season coming up. Their season will run for the 2018-2019 season from September 1st till February 22nd. So if you're keeping track at home, September 1st to February 22nd, playoffs will begin February 25th. and will go as long as April 25th if needed, in terms of, well, hopefully not as long as needed. Best of 31 this year.
We're just going to make it interesting.
Regular season games have also been scheduled for non-KHL neutral site cities that include Vienna, Italy in October, and Zurich, Switzerland in November. The dates have not been set yet, but they will play two non-KHL city games, at least, with other cities currently being evaluated as well.
I think they would go to a less known city for hockey than Zurich. I mean, Zurich, Switzerland is a pretty big country now when it comes to hockey. But, you know, Italy, okay, I can see.
But if you're trying to attract a Zurich team to come and play.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're trying to do, trying to get a team from Switzerland.
Spread your wings.
Your
coverage a little bit more.
Spread your wings.
I asked you this before the show.
We treat it as a game.
KHL average attendance in 2017-2018?
Not high.
6,377 fans.
And I guessed high.
You did guess high.
I guess about 14,000. It's a surprise. I mean, they love their hockey out there, but obviously not that much.
To rub a little salt in the wound, this is their third highest average attendance in the league's 10-year history.
They're moving up.
You can say it's trending up, but that's a bad trend to start with if you're averaging like 5,000 fans a game.
But we talked about some of those arenas have low capacity seating capacities, right?
Some do, and yeah. I mean, and don't get me wrong, the big teams, the Peter St. Petersburg, the CSKA Moscow, like the big teams are going to draw in the players because they can afford to sign everybody.
Yeah,
but I mean, 6,300 fans. Like you're talking about some teams probably if St. Petersburg is selling 18,500 seats, that means that somebody else is selling like four seats.
averaging it. Yeah, I mean, I wonder what ticket prices are out there, like how affordable it is to go to these games.
To be honest, I've never actually looked into it. I think there was, might have been a show 3 or 4 years ago we looked into what ticket prices are like, but when the KHL was just sort of getting itself going. Anyway, KHL awards were handed out as well. No big surprises there as Datsyuk won a Lifetime Achievement Award and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Rookie of the Year.
83 years old?
Well, something like that, yeah. The big thing that stood out, though, Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year went to Tractor Chelyabinsk forward Vitaly Kravtsov, who scored a whopping 4 goals and 3 assists in 35 games.
He had a great season.
Your Rookie of the Year is forward, not defender, forward Vitaly Kravtsov, who had 7 points in 35 games. So you might recall there was this Finnish kid playing by the name of Eli Tolvanen, came over and joined the Nashville Predators.
Yeah,
Eli was pretty good. He played with Jokerit.
Yeah.
Scored 19 goals and 17 assists in 49 games. Sounds like he's got himself a pretty good season going. At
better than 7 points.
36 points in 49 games.
Better than seven.
And was generally regarded as the best player on most on the ice on most nights.
Yeah.
But he didn't even get onto the vote.
So tell me why.
Do you want to know the reason why?
I do. I think everybody wants to know the reason why because it's kind of stupid.
So, in order for you to be Rookie of the Year in the KHL, you have to be Russian.
We should bring that rule.
It doesn't matter where else you've played or what else you've done in your life. Doesn't matter if you're Wayne Gretzky scoring 212 points. Yeah. Doesn't matter if you're Mary Lemieux scoring 199 points or whatever it was. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're Mike Bossy scoring 50 and 50. Doesn't matter doesn't matter at all unless you're Russian. You can't be Rookie of the Year in the KHL.
Yeah, I mean, that's we should bring that into the NHL. I think that'd be a good idea. Just tell all the Russian guys, you're not.
You got to be North American. Yeah, you got to be North American. Sorry.
It's the rules. I don't make the rules, man.
It's not me on this one.
That's just a way for the Russian counterparts to get awards, right? Like, that just seems like that would be the only reason. Is, we're having the KHL awards. It's going to be all Russian guys.
Wow. I mean, it's
gonna be all Russian guys.
It's the easiest way to get the Russians interested, I guess.
Yeah,
so,
I guess so.
Some of the people that if you read Hockey Blog in Canada, not that I'm trying to promote my own thing, but if you
promote
read
it, man.
If you noticed, on Tuesday there was an article put up that basically said some of the articles you've read that haven't been very good on that blog simply because I've been busy doing a little networking. Coming up in July, there will be no talk of any hockey outside of four people we're going to have on. July is all interviews.
Lots of people.
July 5th, if you're interested, folks, Toni Ross, the Calgary Inferno, formerly of the University of Regina, she's coming on. July 12th, we're going to have the Clarkson Cup champion fielding Montgomery of the Markham Thunder come and join us. July 19th, Michaela Ogrodnichuk, who plays for the UBC Thunderbirds, she's coming on. And then July 26th, the one, the only, Sammy Joe Small, Billy Bridges, whoever else is going to be out at her hockey school, we're going to have them on. So it's going to be a busy couple of weeks.
Probably won't be at that one, but we'll see.
We'll see what happens. Obviously, June 21st is going to be show number 300, and then, we'll see what else we can squeeze in here. But I'm going to say it right now, folks. It's going to be a busy summer here on the Hockey Show.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to come on, too, you're listening, you think, hey, I want to be a guest on the Hockey Show.
I got something to contribute. I can do something like these guys
do.
We
got some dates open.
There are still some dates open in the summer, yeah.
Show us what you got.
What about me?
You can come on anytime you want. You're always here. You're Dan here before
is,
we are.
Dan is always here. That's
he's here
the thing.
Before we are.
Speaking of Dan, he's now in the studio, so that means we got to get out of here, folks.
Anything? You don't know me as Dan.
Well, no, Skippy, sorry, Skippy.
We know you.
Well, now we do. We pulled the curtain back after we introduced you as Dan on the show.
Yeah, here. Sorry. We put a name.
Here, okay. Skippy
name.
Is.
Put a name to the name.
Skippy and Free Range Radio coming up next, folks, in terms of getting on here. Beans, anything you want to say before we get out of here? Because we got some 3 a.m. lullaby to play here.
I'm going
to
take a lullaby and take a nap.
Take a nap. Hotel Mira, 3 a.m. lullaby coming up here on 101.5 here on the Hockey Show. Thanks for joining us again, everybody. It's been another fun one. Lots of news, lots of notes, lots of stuff. And get ready because we have our Stanley Cup wrap up next week, which means we're going to hand out prizes in the Survivor NHL Playoff Bowl. Other than that, we'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on the Hockey Show here on 101.5 UMFM.
With cowards to define our bravery. And someone's got to come and kill the pain. Something's got to make it worth my wait. Throw on a sitcom, we don't lack enough.